Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future. I'm Alex, your guide to the complex world of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking but might be too shy to ask. Today, we're getting into something that sounds like a magic spell but is actually a coder's Swiss Army knife, regex, or regular expressions.
Ah, regex, the tool that can make your life incredibly easy or turn it into a debugging nightmare. It's all about mastering the art.
Mastering? I can barely remember the syntax.
Oh, that's what today is all about. By the end of this episode, not only will you remember the syntax, Jamie, but you'll also understand the power and pitfalls of regex.
Let's start from the top. What exactly is regex, and why should our listeners care about it in 2025?
Great question. Regular expressions, or regex, have been around since the 1950s, believe it or not. They're a sequence of characters that form a search pattern. You can use them for everything from data validation, like checking if an email address is formatted correctly, to parsing logs and files.
Sounds powerful, but also like something that could easily go wrong.
Exactly. Regex is incredibly powerful, but it's also easy to misuse. A poorly written pattern can lead to catastrophic backtracking, where your computer slows to a crawl trying to match text or even security vulnerabilities.
Catastrophic backtracking? That sounds like the title of my last coding project.
It's a common issue, but avoidable. Let's say you're using regex to match an email address. You start with a simple pattern, but then you realize it needs to be more specific. So you add more conditions, maybe get a bit fancy with nested quantifiers.
And then bam, my computer freezes because it's stuck in regex hell?
Exactly. But don't worry. There's a way to write efficient and safe regex patterns. For instance, Python's re module lets you compile a regex pattern with the reader bose flag, which allows you to include comments and whitespace in your pattern for better readability.
So you're telling me I can write regex that other people and future me can actually understand?
Not just can, but should. Readable regex is maintainable regex.
What about using regex in production? I remember hearing horror stories about security issues.
A valid concern. Regex can be a vector for what's called redos attacks, or regular expression denial of service. If you're accepting user input and applying regex, an attacker could craft input that triggers the worst-case scenario for your regex pattern, effectively taking down your service.
Yikes, any tips for avoiding that?
Limit input size, use timeouts, and prefer regex engines designed with security in mind, like Google's RE2. And of course, always sanitize user input.
Got it. Sanitize input, avoid writing novels in regex, and use timeouts. Anything else our listeners should keep in mind?
Test, test, and test again. Use unit testing to ensure your regex does what you expect, and monitor its performance in production. And remember, regex is a tool, not the solution to every problem. Sometimes a simple string method like split or starts with is all you need.
Speaking of testing, do you have a regex challenge for our listeners?
Sure do. Try writing a regex pattern that extracts all hashtags from a tweet. Look for word boundaries and the hash symbol.
Challenge accepted. Listeners, share your solutions with us. And if you're stuck, check out resources like regex101.com for testing and debugging your patterns.
As we wrap up today's episode, remember that regex mastery isn't about memorizing syntax. It's about understanding behavior, performance, and maintainability.
And knowing when to use it, and when to opt for something simpler. Thanks, Alex, for demystifying regex for us.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this regex journey. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world.
Until next time, keep coding and stay curious. This has been Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Goodbye.